Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Scott West takes his North Cougars over to Columbus East to play football for a first time in 5 years Friday night. And let's take a look at what sophomore quarterback Dash King has been doing in these last two Cougar wins, piling up 104 points in 8 quarters, not to mention the 2 W's. The sophomore with 9 touchdowns, 550 yards, and only 1 interception in the 63 passes that he has tossed in these last two. And to say that he's dialed in, Coach Scott.
Dash just played a tremendous game, and he's going to get better every single game. And I do feel like he has a whale of a game, made some beautiful throws and some great reads. That's a sign that everything's slowing down for him. Yeah. And that's a great sign for our offense.
And Scott Bless will watch King hopefully early Friday night go over the 1,500 total yards mark and adding to his 15 total touchdowns as the Cougs and Olympians match 3-3 records at Columbus East 7 o'clock on Friday night. Our thought for this day, you know, the more you know yourself, the more patience you have for what you see in others. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the Hoosiers enter the week 6-point underdogs at Nebraska Saturday night, and coming off that, well, disastrous first half of Cincinnati last week, some things to attend to. The offensive line still under fire as Coach Tom Allen and offensive coordinator Walt Bell searched this week for the best combo. Bell even outlining to us a 3-prong checklist as the week moves forward.
Number one, we got to make sure that we're doing everything that we possibly can to have our best 5 guys out there, whether that be having to move guys around or do whatever we need to do. Number two, those guys in certain situations have to be better. We got to, you know, win some one-on-ones. We got to be a little more assignment sound. Now, we've played 3 really good defenses between Western Kentucky, Cincinnati, and Illinois. You know, and all 3 of them also are very exotic, you know, which poses problem, you know, and there's got to be a little bit more consistency there. And then I've got to do my part, and I've got to help not only protect Connor, but I've got to help protect our football team as well. And so it's just all of us coming together.
Offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach Walt Bell, if they can check off all of those boxes, Indiana will be 2-0 on Saturday night with a victory at Nebraska. Our thought for this day, you know, endurance is patience concentrated. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.